Thank you for holding. Is this Kyle?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. Got my coffee going. I love the coffee. I understand you're speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you.
Right.
Did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, I'm pretty familiar with how it works. Like I said, we were jumped on Google last week or whatever and got everything set up to be verified, and we submitted our video Monday or something, and they sent us an email saying that they'd be 5 or so days to be verified.
Oh, well, we can fast track that. You haven't got the notification that you've been verified yet?
I haven't checked emails today or anything, so I'm installing it now.
Oh, the beauty of our company is we're right across the street from them, so I could go over there and show them, or, no, I'm just kidding. We just get on a three-way call with them, and we verify it over the phone. Usually once they see doing an ad or a Google Places placement, they're a lot quicker about it because they know there's money involved. When it's you setting it up manually, they kind of lollygag it. They're just like, whatever, no big deal. They're in no rush.
Right. I hear that.
So the major benefit to you in all this is it's a Google Places placement, and there's a spot open. So Google Places are the guys that show up next to the map. It's not like local SEO or pay-per-click or even Google Guarantee that's pay-per-lead. These ones are just one flat monthly rate, and, you know, the customers can contact you directly. You're always up there, you know, 24 hours. It doesn't rotate. You're up there for 15 different keyword terms or services, too. So you can kind of hand-select what you're found for. Obviously, we have the Google Analytics system, which I'm sure you've probably heard of, where we can actually see what people are searching in the area, so that way we don't have to, like, guess on what's going to get your phone ring.
All right.
Let me see here. Let me wave this setup fee they're requesting real quick. Okay. Oh, man. Tara said you're doing Home Advisor by Angie?
I am. I got on there.
How do you like that?
I just literally got there this week. I haven't even tapped into it yet.
Oh, gotcha. Here, let me show you. I don't want to. Our calls are recorded, by the way, for quality assurance. I didn't mention that. I'm supposed to be on every call. So that's the reason why I'm not going to, like, dive too far into it, but I'll send you this article so you can see what's going on with that. Have you gotten any of the leads yet?
No, I haven't got any yet.
Okay.
I haven't had any or tried to get any, I guess. It's just they called me Monday and gave me some deal or some shit.
Well, it's not bad. I mean, it's good to get your business name out there, but they're a certified reseller. So they pay Google about $8 million a month. But they resell the leads that they get off of a first page placement that they have. They're actually the top recommended organic spot for your area. And that's kind of why. Yeah. Like if you go underneath these top three guys, right underneath it, and it says top 10 best garage doors in Spencer, and it's Angie, which is the parent company that owns Home Advisor, owns Angie. They bought them in 2017. Yeah. And then if you go down a couple more spots, there's the Home Advisor one. It says best garage and garage door services. So, I mean, basically those are leads that they're getting from Google and they resell. But the leads do go to like
three or what you're doing, what we're doing here basically, but they are the second person to avoid them basically. Just go through you guys is what you're saying almost.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be like if you signed up for this. Yeah, it's like if you signed up for this and then you told like three other guys when you're getting leads, like, hey, I'll give you leads, you know, for $50 a pop or $30 a pop. And so three of them pay you, but you give all three of them the same lead. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting over it. And, you know, obviously when one person gets the job, the other guys just got stiffed. It's pretty much, yeah. So that's their system. Yeah. So that's why that FTC report came out, is because there's a lot of business owners that are like trying to get their money back. You know, they've been shut down before. They were called Service Magic before they were Home Advisor, and then they bought Angie's in 2017. So the FTC basically says they're You could read the article. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I'll get in it. I got a meeting with them today at 3 o'clock, so it might be something. I'm on an Angie. Well, they said it's an Angie guarantee, so I can get my money back if it's something I wanted to do if I don't get any leads.
Nice. So, well, big difference.
I can talk to them about it.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you could always go back to that if you ever missed them. You know, your money's green. Those guys, they'll take it and they'll sign you up. These Google
places.
Oh, yeah.
I'm aware already in the short time I've been. So.
Yeah. They're, I mean, again, I'm not supposed to get into it, but I just felt like I kind of have to disclose it to you guys.
Appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're like still in the early part where you could kind of back out of it.
Yep.
But anyway, so for the Google listings, these ones are exclusive, you know, just to kind of stay on topic with that. I know I mentioned it. There's only three that show. Right now it's like Chapman Door Company. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yeah.
They're more a supplier. Okay, yeah, and then they're kind of subcontract workout. Advanced Door Systems and Rise Door Company.
That's who I worked for 10 years.
Advanced Door Systems?
For Advanced Door, and the guy that owns Rise actually worked with me at Advanced Door Systems.
Okay. Well,
so
Advanced
kind of
Chapman will still be there.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Right, but there's that third spot that opened up is where we're talking about Liston Snyder. So
Yeah.
So customers can call you directly. You don't got to pay per lead or click or call. Like I said, it's just a flat monthly rate. We would build a custom website design for you, too. I sent you the pricing page so you can kind of look at everything. But normally the package with like the Facebook ads, the custom website design, the Google Places placement, Bing, and then all the 60 online directories, basically we would complete your full online profile. It's not just that first page placement. It would be like your one-stop shop for all online marketing and advertising. So the package is normally $5.99 and that pricing structure on that pricing page. And there's usually a $2.99 setup fee. Now, the reason Tara wanted me to jump on the line is because I can apply a new in business credit that would reduce her monthly cost by 50%. It would drop it down to just $299. And then I can reduce the setup fee to just a one-time payment of $99 for the domain name purchase of the site and setting up your website. So the initial investment would be $398, and then each month moving forward would be $299, and you'd be locked in at $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Yep. Sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, having people call you directly is a lot better than paying per lead. In the long run, I'll probably wind up saving you money, and Google advertising is considering a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, so what I got to do is I got to create
that's why I paid Angie, basically, for, I'd just say a year, but if they're what you say, then this is just, yeah, I like this idea better. And being on Google is what I wanted to be anyway, so.
Yeah,
and
the thing is, with only having that Angie's listing, it's like, you know, I don't know if you've looked yourself up right now, but if you look up your business, the only thing that comes up is your Angie's listing because your Google business profile hasn't been verified yet. So it's like.
Yep.
Anything that, even if I was just trying to call you directly, I'm getting turned into a lead and sold to your competitors instead of actually being able to call you directly. So being on Google is always better than those third parties. They kind of benefit more from you being on their program for the year than you benefit from being on their program for the year. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're like, I've got talked to a few other guys that are into this, and I asked them about it, and they had the kind of same kind of setup and message that you had me. So,
yeah.
I've heard pretty much the same thing besides anything good. So,
all right. So I'll submit your profile and let Google know that you're going to solicit this space. I want to verify. I mean, I already have your Google business profile, but obviously it's not verified. So I want to make sure all the information that I submit with our submission matches up with that and there's no discrepancies. So the address that they are, there isn't an address on file. Maybe it's still pending. Okay, what's the street address that you had your Google PIN verification letter sent to?
609 4th Avenue West, Spencer, Iowa.
Okay, yeah, I just put W. 51301?
51301, yeah.
Okay, let me just verify. Okay, and you already submitted the five-digit number on the back of that pin?
What pin?
Oh. That explains it. Okay. So, because your pin... Okay. It's usually the first... Yeah, it's usually the first step in the verification. The photos and stuff usually come after. So there's a postcard that they send you in the mail. It says Google on it, and it's got the little five-digit number on the back. That's how you actually get, like, that red pin on the map there.
Yeah, I haven't got that yet.
Okay.
I thought I know of it.
I'll submit it. Yeah, it's super simple. It just says Google on it, big colorful letters. It'll have your business name, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need from you when you receive it. And that's how they verify you're actually there. All the other photos.
Do we know?
It says it was sent to that address, but not completed, which means, like, we're supposed to get the five-digit number off the back of it and submit it. I mean, are you home now?
I am not home right now.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe we can check your mailbox. But if it is in there when you get home, I mean, it's still valid. They stay valid for, like, 2 months. So, I mean, you could always text it over to me.
Sure. So this could have been, like, the beginning of this week where they sent it, too. And
it might, yeah.
Wait to get it.
Yeah. But there's a little five-digit number on the back of it we need. You could always text that in when you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
I just shot you my direct number and extension. But you can just text that 877 number over, and we'll get it. All right. And then what's your last name's Snyder, right? Like the business name?
Yep.
Okay. And then the primary business email, I'm going to send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt.
SnyderDoors@gmail.com.
All right. And is there any other partners that I should add to the business profile?
My wife, she's a partner with me, or she's part of the business, but she doesn't. Yeah. But I might as well add her on there.
Yep. She got half of everything you own, buddy. I'm married too.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. So let me just get this. All right. And what's her first name, Kyle?
Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay. Snyder. And phone number?
712-339-5131.
Okay. There's going to be a security question on your profile. This is something that you're going to want to share with her just in case she calls in, but she has full access to everything as long as she knows the security question. So you have three options for this. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City you were born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Kyle?
Sheldon, Iowa.
Okay, and how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed? There's 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, but do you want to leave Saturday and Sunday closed, or do you want to switch those hours?
No, I'd keep them closed.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed. And then leave it 8 to 5, not 8 to 6, not 8 to 7, 8 to 8.
Let's do 8 to 6.
Okay.
Usually home, but some people call and they get home either too, so.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, most of the people who are going to be able to afford your services probably have day jobs too.
Absolutely.
Friday to 6, Saturday, Sunday closed. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and they're going to want to interview you. So the client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but this is where we'll go over, like, the keywords that you want to use, the service area that you cover. Tara just kind of put, like, a one-hour service area, which usually for us is, like, a 60-mile radius. But if there's areas you don't want to go, they want to be very specific with that. And then, of course, get started on your website. So, like, purchase a domain. Do you have logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. I'm going to send you this.
Yep, I've got all that.
Okay. I'll send you this email. And do you have license and insurance? Is it required?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're LLC and got insurance and all that.
Okay. There's a form that you need to send in, and that'll complete your Google verification. It's a lot easier than going back and forth with the Google headquarters. You just kind of fill this out, and then we submit it on your behalf.
So everything you send me, I just need to fill out?
Yeah, so I'm sending right now the form for Google verification. So I just sent you the email. The email's for you to send in, like, photos and logo, that photos at localsplash.com.
Okay.
But this other one that's coming in, I sent it to your email address already, but it's supposed to come through as a text message. Looks like it's a little delayed. But this one will ask you for, like, photos of the workplace, vehicle with license plate. I mean, you can hide the license plate number if you want. They're really just looking for the state on that. But, I mean, if you started already sending in photos, it might be repetitive a little bit in some parts of it. But it'll ask for license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, photo of the workplace. Most guys work from home that do garage door services. So you don't got to send, like, a picture of your home or a job that you're on. It tells you right at the bottom, like, fill it out as much as possible, and if Google doesn't accept it, then we just three-way call with you on the line and verify it over the phone.
So this last text you just sent me is to finish my verification, basically?
Yep, that's it. That'll complete it. So I know if that form's filled out, then it's done deal. I've never had somebody not get verified. That's like the
first
thing.
And you just need that PIN number when I get that in the mail too?
Yeah, little 5-digit number on the back. And then you'll never have to verify the business again because you'll have a regular verification with the PIN. So you have like a physical one and then you have your advanced verification done. So
good.
That's as legit as it gets. And then you're good. They'll give you a little shield and check mark on your Google business profile and they'll let the customers know that you're fully verified. You're legit. They can hire you right there. Yeah, it's a good tool to have. Even if you leave our services, you keep that.
Okay.
All right. Save.
Work.
Yeah, it's building credibility. It's long-term tools, man. Then you get all your reviews built up. Wouldn't it be hard to outdo, like, advanced door systems? Those guys don't really have much reviews for as long as they've been in business.
No, they don't. They don't. Yeah, that's another story. But anyway.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb in that regard.
Well, they're based out of a place that's 2 hours away from here, and they push marketing in that area, not here.
Gotcha.
So they're pushing all the marketing over there, so when you go on their website, it takes you to Forest City, Iowa, which is 2 hours away from their moneymakers in Spencer. They don't push any marketing on that at all.
That's crazy. Well, they have to in order to have a Google Places placement, so they are paying for that.
Oh, they're paying for it, but when you go on there, it shows advanced
systems.
Yeah,
they're not, like, proactive with it.
Forest City, Iowa.
Yeah.
Their headquarters is in Forest City, Iowa, so when people see that, they don't. But they've been in business long enough where they're pretty nothing around here.
Gotcha. So that 400 Highway Boulevard that they verified is just, like, a separate location that they have or, like, another address they have in Spencer?
Yeah, so that's their Spencer location, and then they have a location in Forest City, which is their headquarters.
Gotcha. I bet when they request reviews from their clients, like, because you have an app where you can, like, request reviews, like, when you're leaving a job, you just plug in their number, and it sends them, like, a hyperlink to your Google business profile. I bet that's hyperlinked to their Port City location, so all the reviews are there.
We never did that. No, we literally pulled up the job site, did it, and left, and that was it. There was nothing else.
Jeez.
It was old school.
You're working for yourself now, so do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that every time. That's how you build it up. Right. I mean, it won't take very long to outdo what they have from an online presence standpoint.
No, not at all.
Pretty quick turnaround. All right, so I got business profile created. Oh, this client interview. So the client interview, like I said, it's usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to go through it. What's a good time where I can have a representative circle back with you today?
Today?
Preferably. I mean, we can work on the website.
No, I just wanted to make sure. We're not sitting at 9:30. What about
2 o'clock work, my time, central time.
2 CT. 2 to 3, I can't. I got 1 to 2, and then I got a 3 to 4.
Let's do the 1 to 2.
We got 1 to 2? Okay. Sorry, we're in Orange County, like right next to the Google headquarters in Southern California. So it's 7:30 here. We're 2 hours behind you. But on their calendar, it says they take lunch 12 to 1, which is 2 to 3 your time. So that's the only reason why I didn't have that window available for you. Yeah. All right, let me go ahead and do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a heads up. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it maybe a little later, but like I said, I want to get it done going into the weekend because I can still have graphic design team working on site and things like that over the weekend.
Okay, yeah, and I can get good information. Can I send, so this website you sent me to update my Google profile, can I send that to, I got a guy that takes care of my marketing, can I send it to him to do?
Yeah, he can fill it out. Yeah, he can fill it out. I mean,
that for me.
Yeah, I mean, what that is like they're going to ask you for like license and insurance, like all your documents. I don't know if he has those things, if he's just a marketing guy.
No, I can get them for him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So, I mean, if you want to grab them and then have them fill it out. But it is really easy, Kyle. Like, it literally says upload file. Like, you click on it, and then it takes you to your camera, and you just snap a picture, and it goes.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Yeah, super simple. I mean, I have guys.
I was just going to send it to him today while I was doing this install and have him work on it if he could, but.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I mean. It's not going to hurt. It's affiliated with your number and your profile, so whoever fills it out, I mean, we can't tell. We just know it's for your stuff.
That's nice. That's cool. All
right.
He's been doing it all anyway. I just do the sign the paper for him or whatever he needs me to do, give him the information.
I already have your wife added. Do you think it would be better to have him as, like, in that section? Because you get one other person outside of the owner. No. It's just one other person outside of the owner that has access to it. Like, if he were to call us and needed help with something, or maybe you told him, hey, like, fix this on the website, and so it's in his job to, like, call us today, you know? He'd have to know.
Let's do that. Let's add him to it.
Yeah, because maybe you're like, hey, change this on the website. Go call John, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Then I could just deal with him. So I had your wife in there. I'm going to swap it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let me do this. What's his first and last name?
Zach Gathman, Z-A-C-H, and then Gathman is G-A-T-H-M-A-N.
Okay, I would have spelled that wrong for sure. And then what's the phone number for him?
Phone number?
Yeah.
712-346-8394.
Okay. 346-8394?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll list him as marketing manager.
There you go.
Insert. All right. Perfect. So he's good. Make sure you share the security question with him. We have it as Sheldon, sure. Iowa, your birthplace.
Yep.
All right. Yep. And then I have to secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the 398, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Business name, Snyder Garage Doors.
Okay, let me go ahead and add that. Snyder. Okay, and does it have your name on it as well?
It does not. It
does not, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that they sent your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. All right, I'm ready for you, Kyle.
5216.
5216.
8472.
8472.
8609.
8609.
4829.
4829. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0728.
07 of 28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
657.
657. Okay. Now I got to walk you through a voice verification here. Take a sip of coffee. Okay. That's good. All right. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. It's like a 60-second recording. It's going to outline the service agreement, and then we send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. So I'm going to send this to you here in just a second. As I'm walking you through this, Kyle, if I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Later Garage Doors.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Kyle James Snyder, owner and installer.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Snyder Garage Doors LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
We know what you're currently doing online as a Google partner. We have access to everything that has to do with your name, address, or phone number. So we're not saying that you have to cancel anything that you currently have, but what we want to avoid is, like, after today, if you sign up for something that we're already doing for you, we don't want you, like, paying for something you already have or, like, duplicating any of the online listings. So we ask that you, like, let us know after today if you're going to add anything online.
Okay, no. I'm not going to add anything.
You shouldn't need anything, really, with the Platinum package.
No, no.
The only other thing you'd be able to upgrade to online would be, like, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to do Google Ads or pay-per-click, that would be the only thing to, like, upgrade to, and we could do that for you, too. It's just, it would be a little bit more expensive, but that's something we could talk about in the future if you want to do it. But there's really everything else you should have.
Yep.
Okay, where was it? The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 20th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've reduced your setup fee and I've reduced your monthly cost. It says, I also upgraded you to a custom website design. So instead of getting, like, a traditional landing page, you have, like, a full-blown website. You can do whatever you want with it. It's unlimited amount of pages. You're going to like it. It's a nice site. And it says, when the term is completed, the agreement setups automatically renew each month in the discounted price of $299. So first month's payment is $398, just because of that $99 setup fee. Then each month after that, it's $299. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information on what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, a link to our downloadable Local Splash app, and a YouTube video to show you how to use the Local Splash app. So you can monitor your billing, track your leads. If you're missing calls, it'll actually, like, pipeline their number and what they were looking for in there. So that'll be a useful tool for you moving forward. All right, and then it says that concludes our voice verification. You'll be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. Please send client. You already have my contact info. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification. Did you have any questions on this?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you in writing right now anyway. And then you got to sign off on the bottom of it. All right, so bear with me for just a second. Oh. First month's payment says the transaction has been declined to.
Right, because my fucking spending limit on that card is stupid.
It could be because it's out of state. Yeah, I mean, we could switch it, but it could be because it's out of state.
That's the limit. I have a $200 limit on this card, and I need to change it, and I haven't changed it yet. So there's
that. Yeah, it might be a good thing to do it, though.
Not for the business.
Yeah, not for the business. Yeah, for the personal. I like to budget like that all the time. Like the one my wife has during the day when she's with my boys, it's got a limit on it. I'm like, you're not spending more than $250. You get tired of seeing Amazon boxes. Yeah, I come home.
Oh, man.
I'm ready for it.
All right, yeah. 5216.
5216.
8400.
8400.
0006.
0006.
4418.
4418. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
0626.
626. And then 3-digit code on the back.
017. That one's got my name on it.
Okay. Middle initial?
No, just Kyle Snyder.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update, verify. Oh, this one again? It said the same thing for this one.
Well, give me 1 second. I'm going to run it again. I'm in the middle of sending money to it.
Okay.
You're good.
Alright. It says wait 60 seconds between transactions, so.
Alright. Well, whenever you're ready, you can send it in.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you get the outline of the agreement in writing, because I have you on a discounted pricing structure. I want to make sure you got that documented. Not that I plan on croaking anytime soon, but I have guys where, like, I've been working with them 8-9 years. I've been working at this company for 10 years. I actually still have the first guy that I signed up. He's a roofing contractor in DFW, Texas, in the Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I signed him up, I gave him a deal. You know, this guy was a veteran, and he's got the same rate. So that's why you want these service agreements, because it's like over time, you know, inflation and everything with the pandemic, prices have gone up pretty significantly. When I started working here, a platinum package was $449. Now it's $599. The package I gave you for $299. So it's just good to have that documented. That way there's no confusion.
That's an email or?
Yeah, it's going to come as a text and an email. So it'll say, like, Kyle, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And I'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And I'll have every product and feature that we're providing for you outlined in black and white. And then I'll have, like, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off with your first and last. But I just processed your payment. It looks like it's going through. Okay, it went through. So,
if you have any questions, feel free to call us.
Yeah, that's just the regular customer service line, which is the same as my number. You just don't hit the extension. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. So even if it's after hours, I'm only here from 9 to 6 Central Time, 7 to 4 here in SoCal.
I verify. So sign. Click here and type my name, Kyle Snyder.
Oh, man, signature. You got that fast. Okay.
Whoa, what's the username and password? Where's that at?
That's going to be sent to you at the end of the client interview. It's going to be a separate email. So a client interview is scheduled between 1 and 2.
So just wait for that sign-in thing then?
Yeah, right. We go step by step. So right now, just focus on being available for the client interview.
Yep.
Okay, that's going to be today between 1 and 2, and I'm going to text you at 12 just to remind you. And then you have my direct number and extension. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. I also have your marketing guy on file, too, so I would definitely want to introduce myself to him at some point. That way I can, you know, communicate as far as, like, pictures and make sure we get everything set up. In the first week or two, I'll kind of be on you guys a little bit more. Once everything's, like, up and running and I see you got the reviews coming through and you got the system down, I'll kind of back off and just let you do your thing.
That's awesome.
All right, but I'm here for you. That concludes the initial setup process. So obviously, you know, officially, welcome aboard. Thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to your workday, and then I'll circle back with you here at 1 o'clock CT for that client interview, okay?
Sounds good, man.
All right. Looking forward to working with you, Kyle. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.